show as we launch into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We bring Jonathan back in Charleston, listening on WSC-FM. Jonathan, you still there? Jonathan, going once. Jonathan, going twice.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
He's still there. Okay, great. All right, we were talking about intellectual property, and you're a business
right.
owner, so you're looking at it from your viewpoint of concern that if patents were done away with, that business wouldn't get done, research and development wouldn't get done. And you brought up
right.
an example.
The issue is recouping investments. So
sure. Oh, I understand.
Drugs may be a bad choice because it's regulated, and obviously, you know, regulation isn't a great thing. But that being said, you know, there's a significant amount of investment
sure.
in development of a drug or any, let's say, a high-tech item or even the simplest new polymer or something like that that might be used throughout.
Let's look at the drug issue just because it's such a good one and such an obvious one.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all. If there's no intellectual property anymore, if there's no more monopoly privilege, as I prefer to call it, then we're also looking at a world where there wouldn't really be any federal government to speak of, meaning there would also be no Federal Drug Administration, the FDA, or Food and Drug Administration. And that's the major cost problem when it comes to drug manufacturing. When drug manufacturers, pharmaceutical companies, want to bring a drug to the marketplace, they have about a 19 or 20-year process that they have to go through that costs, I think, close to $1 billion to actually get through, if I'm not mistaken. So the regulatory process is incredibly restrictive, and it actually prevents a lot of people who might have great ideas as far as drugs are concerned from even entering into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So we get rid of the FDA, immediately the cost to bring a drug to marketplace drops significantly. Why are drugs so expensive? Well, it's because they have to recoup those costs. And so you'd see those barriers to entry go away, which also means more people could get into the marketplace and bring their drugs to market. Drugs would be able to come to market faster than they ever could in the past. And if there's no patents around, then they'd actually have to, instead of rest on their laurels and collect a bunch of money, they'd have to compete and they'd have to bring out more drugs. In fact, and also an additional factor is the litigation that's involved with getting patents and hiring patent attorneys and making sure you've got all your T's crossed and your I's dotted is also a very expensive endeavor. So without having to pay those patent attorneys, you'd, again, lower costs. So without all this government in the way, we're talking about lower costs for research and development. And if you combine that with what I pointed out last hour about one possible way the market might reorientate itself in that the ideas may be created elsewhere and then the manufacturers may just simply borrow those ideas and manufacture them. So what I'm trying to help you do here is kind of expand your vision to maybe things wouldn't work exactly the way they do today in the absence of intellectual property laws. And it's just one suggestion and one idea. Neither you nor I can come up with exactly the way things would pan out in the absence of intellectual property. And I hope I addressed your question.
Yes, well, and can I just further that by saying this sure. idea agency that would develop ideas, how would it be funded?
It's a good question.
Would it be
knows.
A charity? I mean,
no. Well, you know, one of the things is
if they developed ideas and then everybody else took them, then.
If their ideas are valuable, then wouldn't people pay for them? I mean, understand that if somebody's coming up with brilliant ideas, wouldn't you want to compensate that individual? For instance, as I gave an example, this show, we give everything away online at freetalklive.com. We give our program away. There's no entrance fee to get access to the show. Go and download a year's worth of the show right now if you want. And the fact is, 90% of our downloads never pay a cent. And we get about maybe 10% of our listeners that will actually pony up $3 a month to support the show because they understand that if they don't do it, then we might not be here that long. And so people that are doing valuable things in the marketplace, the market finds a way to reward them every single time.
Yeah, I think there are a couple things to address here, and it's a fascinating issue to explore, and it's interesting having come online with a couple stations new tonight for Free Talk Live. We're getting into one of the deeper issues in libertarian thought about things like patent and copyright protection and intellectual property. But, you know, I gave the example recently of private philanthropists who are interested in getting ideas out, and they go and they fund these think tanks, and individuals also go and invest in these think tanks. And the information is out there, and we could all be searching for this information, but some of the best people on the research and economic side are at places like Cato, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, Independent Institute, Mises Foundation for Economic Education. They're all out there doing this work. And
they're not even selling a product.
Yeah, and they're just putting their information out there. They're not saying, okay, if you want to get our information, you're going to have to sign on to our website and pay X amount of money. They're putting it out free. They're putting it out to disseminate to people. Now, you can say that maybe that's not quite analogous to people trying to get a piece of hardware out there or software out there to businesses for profit. But I think it is very analogous. And one of the things that is, I think, the linchpin of a lot of fears about going a private route rather than having the government get involved. And just, by the way, the government getting involved makes it worse because it's always politicized. There are always special moneyed interests trying to block entrance to the marketplace.
Somebody will be favored.
Yeah, you can't get away from the favoritism when you establish government. What you can do is in the private marketplace, you can establish paradigms where circles of people who have good reputations and are trustworthy begin to congregate with each other. It's all based on reputation.
We see that actually in existence today. For instance, if you go to Walmart or Target and you want to buy a toaster, you will not be able to find one single toaster in those stores that doesn't have the Underwriters Laboratories logo on it.
Excellent.
And that's because they understand that they need to have a certain quality level to allow certain products onto their shelves because they don't want to take those risks. And Underwriters Laboratories helps them eliminate those risks. So we already have that kind of level of reputation and businesses doing business with other stand-up individuals. And that would just be ever the more popular
I think you would see people with inventions then trying to get into this system, which then would establish its own protection system through private arbitration and private protection. Or you could have the alternative of people saying, you know what, I don't mind if mine isn't protected. I want it out there, and I'll have an initial high asking price, and then beyond that, I'll just let it go. There are going to be various things that we can't even imagine that will arise. And I know it's tough to pull that linchpin out, but if we can sort of start to nudge it from you, maybe it's a good thing, the conversation.
Good call, Jonathan. Thank you for it. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Bill in Florida, listening on 970 WFLA. Hello, Bill.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, this is the first time I heard your show, and this is the first time I've heard anything about the Free State project.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of ironic because I think I'm part of it and don't even know it.
Really?
And going back to your comment you said a few minutes ago about the redneck Florida cops, well, I don't know about the redneck part, but I'm one of them. And
not all rednecks.
I know, because, you know, Florida's not really all southern. Everybody's moves to Florida, but I have not heard anything about the Free State project.
Glad you're hearing about it now.
Yes, go ahead with your point. Did you want me to tell you a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned earlier tonight, it's a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists, people that love the idea of personal and economic freedom, all moving up to New Hampshire in order to become, as I say, activists. So not just people that are going to come up and vote once in a while, but people are going to actually do more than that to advance liberty in our lifetime, to actually achieve liberty in our lifetime. And what we've actually seen happen is there have been a few hundred early movers that have already moved up. By the end of this year, we're expecting to have 1,000 people here in the state of New Hampshire. And the activism has been phenomenal that we've seen already, and it's only going to get better. There have been some wonderful pro-liberty organizations that have started up, both on the political side, and we're also seeing some civil disobedience. We're seeing non-cooperation, and it's just been, this is it in a nutshell here. It's just been an amazing experience so far. Coming from Florida myself, having lived there for 26 years, I was involved with the Libertarian Party down there, and it was so frustrating to me because I was spending all this time and all this money, and very little was actually changing or getting done. And, you know, I burned out on that, and I joined the Free State Project, and now here I have so much to do. There's so much activism opportunity. I really have to be choosy about which ones I want to go and do. And I still think that politics is not going to be the solution. And to that end, there's some wonderful civil disobedience happening up here that we talk about a lot on this show. And as you listen more, I understand it's the first night we're on there in Tampa Bay on WFLA. Stay tuned every Saturday night because we'll be on from 7 to 9 there. And we'll talk more about some of the things that are happening. In the meantime, go to freestateproject.org to learn more. And thank you for the call tonight, Bill. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL, C-A-I, does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. And boy, thank you to SACL.
Big thanks to SACL. They are the men.
They are, yes.
All right, so you bring up anything. We continue with your calls here. Oh, by the way, join Free Talk Live on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there with over 350,000 posts. Over 2,000 people are members of the BBS, so head over.
Smart people.
Man. Get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, like everything else on our website. Let's go to Ziggy across the pond in the UK on the AMP line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
First of all, you forgot to mention yesterday, Repo Man was directed by a Brit, Alex Cox.
Alex Cox, and produced by Mike Nesmith of the Monkees.
Yeah. Anyways, the British Libertarian Party, if you thought that the American Libertarian was bad enough, the British Libertarian Party, I've had experience with them. They are extremely tribal.
What's that mean?
Well, they're not interested in anyone who isn't a member of the Libertarian Party or any other libertarian organization.
So, like, if there was a Ron Paul over there in the UK, but he wasn't a member of the Libertarian Party, then they'd ignore him, basically?
Yeah. I've been trying to get support for Gavin from them, and they've been very, you know.
Gavin, for those who don't know, is a friend of yours who is a libertarian who apparently is a city councilor, and he came out recently against the war on drugs and was just raked over the coals for it.
Yeah, basically. And also, there was a piece in the Daily Telegraph, I think yesterday, by a guy called Alex Singleton, who actually said, it's a waste of time to have a Libertarian Party.
Yep.
Look at the United States. Look at the mess they have made. If you want, you know, I'm not sure I agree with this, but if you want to get politically involved, there are Libertarian strains in the Liberal Democrats and the Conservative Party. It would be better to strengthen those then, you know, start all over again.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, political parties generally are a waste of time. And that's sort of what I touched on a few moments ago. It's just such a waste because it's more centralized control and planning. And in order to get your belief system into the party, if it's not already there, you've got to battle it out with other people who have different belief systems. And then, you know, the most popular one wins. And then you have to field a candidate and he has to battle it out over the other candidates. And then you have to hope that the people are going to vote for him. And it's just such a long, drawn out process to try to make change. And it just doesn't work.
And you know what, Ian? Either way, you're going to have to propagandize and propagate your ideas. So if you feel comfortable in propagating the ideas, because any politician who's out there is going to have people who have been educated about this in order to attract them. Otherwise, he's going to have to pander to the socialist collectivist mindset.
Right.
So why not continue doing what we're doing and working to try to attract attention and work within the media and have our friends spread the words themselves? If people want to get involved in politics, go ahead, but I'm not going to.
I'd say that libertarians have had some influence on British politics. I mean, Thatcherism, you know, Thatcher economic policy, you know, was influenced by Hayek and Friedman.
Sure, but those guys weren't politicians. They were idea men, right?
Yeah, and that's how I think libertarians in Britain, you know, personally, Brits will never vote for an ideology. They vote for policy. I mean, there were Thatcherites who wanted to take Thatcherism a lot further, and Margaret Thatcher told them, no, we wouldn't get elected if we did so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have giveaways. You got to give people freebies, or what they perceive as freebies.
Well, for instance, they wanted to privatise the NHS, our universal healthcare system, and she said the electorate wouldn't buy it, which is true, actually. I believe that libertarians, if they want to have an influence on the political sphere in this country, you know, don't form a party, form think tanks, release documents. You know, maybe at some point in time, they'll be picked up. You know, the Libertarian Alliance were one of those think tanks behind Thatcherism.
You know, Zig, I agree with you. The ideas are what are important. And if the Libertarian Party had actually stuck to its original mission of being an educational organization, then I wouldn't have anything to complain about. But because it is politics, inevitably, as soon as they became somewhat of a threat, they were taken over by infiltrators who wanted to utilize the Libertarian Party to promote their viewpoint and to promote their agenda and their candidates. And that's all it's really become, is just a watered down former ghost of itself. And a lot of people spent a lot of money and a lot of time on this. I've read a lot of articles on the internet this week of people just, looking back on the past and being very disappointed in all. I mean, many people have been involved in the Libertarian Party for decades. Luckily, I only spent half of a decade. Many of these folks have been involved since the very beginning, and they've just watched it decline and decline and decline. But then again, what did you expect? It's politics. And if it's open to the public, then anybody can come in and they can just take it over, and then you've wasted all that effort. So, yes, the ideas have stuck to some extent. Yes, they have been propagated by the Libertarian Party to some extent. I'm not going to down every thing about the Libertarian Party, but today's Libertarian Party is a joke. And you know, just getting on the radio and talking about these things, I think Free Talk Live will probably be able, not that I'm full of myself here, but I think realistically, just looking at what we have done, Free Talk Live will have the opportunity to reach more people with a pure message of liberty than the Libertarian Party ever will have had the opportunity reach.
Didn't you say that the Libertarian, which is what surprised me, you said the other week that the Libertarian Party are inactive in New Hampshire, which really surprised me.
They're out there, but I never hear about them doing anything. Gardner, you're more kind of tied into the political scene here.
It's gone through a couple phases. They were real strong in the 1990s. So we actually had one woman who had, Miriam Luce, who had gotten involved, and she actually was appointed as head of the Liquor Commission, but she couldn't get anywhere. And then the parties changed their rules because the Libertarian Party was getting too many votes, according to the Republicans, and they were siphoning away votes. Yeah, so they raised the threshold.
Exactly. How can you win inside the system? You can't. The entire system is built against people like us. Zig, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your patience. Let's go to Gene, the free marketeer in Tennessee. Gene, you normally are you call yourself the Christian anarchist. Now you're the Christian free marketeer. What's that all about? Did Gene drop? Gene going once, Gene going twice. Let's try this. Unscreened amp line. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Gene.
Yeah, I was on hold so long my battery went dead.
You're calling yourself the Christian free marketeer now? What happened?
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd give it a shot, you know. But, you know, it just doesn't seem to have the same pizzazz or the punch as the Christian anarchist.
It's not as shocking. I like Christian anarchist because it's shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because you said that you didn't like anarchists. And
no, I don't. For myself, I would never label myself that. But I think for you, I think it's shocking to hear the words Christian and anarchist together, and people pay attention.
Especially for Christians.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. So I thought I'd give it a shot. It doesn't sound too good. I think I'll stick with Christian anarchist. That just sounds like me.
Were you calling about something else tonight?
I'm calling about Hillary and Obama.
Okay, hang on. We're going to bring you back. You can talk about that. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Plenty of time for your calls here. 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-990-4998. That's 1-800-990-4998.
1-800-990-4998.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about, that shrine.freetalklive.com. Who is Poopin von Schnuggenberger, and why does he call himself an anarcho-poopalist? And what the hell is an amphibious rotini monster? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Friday for a new strip and find bonus material throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com. As we continue here, Gene is on the line in Tennessee. Gene, your thoughts tonight?
Well, I wanted to tell all your new listeners what's going to happen in the election.
Oh, go ahead.
And, this is what I've been telling people for a while. It's going to be Hillary Obama.
What do you mean?
Versus... Well, it's going to be Hillary for president, Obama vice president.
The super ticket. Okay.
The super ticket. And, of course, no Republican could beat it except for Ron Paul. And they will, they'll do everything they can to make sure that Ron Paul doesn't become the nominee.
Sure they will.
But this is, in fact, I got a steak dinner on that Hillary's going to win the nomination. I bet a guy
wow.
steak dinner about 2 months ago
right
that up. Hillary was going to win.
Do you actually have to cook the steak?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you should have the steak dinner now and then do something else later, because if you get the steak or buy the steak now and freeze it, because the price of meat is going to go up more and more and more with the government restrictions on gasoline. So get it now, freeze it, you save a couple pennies.
True, but I don't intend to lose the bet, so the other guy is going to have to worry about the price of that steak.
Right on. Right. You know what will be interesting, though, for me is I was talking with Rand Paul, Ron's son, on my show, and we were talking a little bit before off
your show, by the way, Against the Grain, available at your website, libertyconspiracy.com.
Right on. And my book is over there, too, Live Free or Die, folks, so check it out.
And you can order that through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's a good book for freedom lovers.
Sorry, go ahead.
No problem. Thanks for letting me put in the plug. I hope people will check it out, Live Free or Die. But I'm going to be interested to see whether or not the Republicans allow Ron Paul to speak in prime time. I know it's probably not a big deal for a lot of people.
But at the convention?
At the convention. It would be nice to see him do it.
I'm sure that they won't do it. I'll be there. I'm planning to go to the convention and protest outside with Ron Paul signs. And,
I wonder what kind of a crackdown they're going to have, because I remember in 2000, you remember 2004 where they had it in New York City and the protesters were rounded up and put in an old bus facility and just like locked up for hours and hours?
Yeah, fencing all around them.
Do you think that, you think you're going to encounter something like that, Gene?
Yeah, well, if you see somebody in a V for Vendetta costume being hauled off on TV, that'll be me.
That's you.
I'll be wearing the V for Vendetta outfit and carrying some signs around.
Gene, any other thoughts?
The reason I say Hillary's going to take this, and because I believe it was taken, she took care of this a long time ago. She paid off the delegates, and she's got the power and the influence to do that. And all this election is a WWF wrestling match.
Yeah.
I don't think McCain is even there to win it. He's a good friend of Hillary. I think he's there to throw the match to Hillary. It's all been preordained.
Interesting.
And
you have Gene's prediction.
The only thing that can save us at this point is if McCain keels over, which I keep praying
for. Man, wouldn't that be nice? Then Ron Paul would like get it by default. That would be so awesome. Gene, thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Dave in Tampa, who was listening on WFLA. He's been on hold so long. Third hour, WFLA is not picking up quite yet. So, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First of all, first time I've heard your show. You're on for the first time tonight. I really appreciate it. It's great.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, do us a favor, if you would, and contact WFLA. Talk to Gabe Hobbs, the program director, via email or phone, and let him know that you appreciate Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
That's cool. I don't know if you guys subscribe to the American Free Press or not.
I do not. I've heard of them.
Well, I had never heard of them, but a friend of mine just dropped off a stack of them, and it's really interesting. It's talking about the Trilateralist Commission started back in 1973, the Bilderbergs, about 50 years ago, started by Rockefeller and the Rothschilds. And it also talks in the paper about how the Trilateralists met in Washington, D.C., April 25th through the 28th this year. And it talks about NAFTA and the North American Union that they're trying to put together that Ron Paul has talked about, but he's, you know, blacked out by the media. It also goes on to say how Hillary Clinton, Obama, and John McCain and President Bush are all part of the Trilateralist Commission, and that goes on to talk about how Bush had a secret deal to blot out our borders. It basically amounts to treason that he met with President Calderon from Mexico, the Canadian president in New Orleans, and that they have an SSD that they've agreed to. It was a closed backdoors deal that would merge our three nations into one North American Union. National sovereignty would be surrendered to the Union.
This is something
the new currency.
Yeah, the Amero, right? This is
the Amero,
right?
Yep.
This is something that is certainly something people should keep an eye on. You know, I'm not somebody who's much into following the conspiracy theories, but I do understand and agree that all of these people in D.C., whether they're members of the CFR, the Trilateral, the Masons, or whatever the hell group they consider themselves a member of, the fact is these are people who are in search of power. They want to rule over other people, and they all are basically on the same team. That much I know is true. And I know
they,
that
they actually have a list of who attended this year 2008 group, and I mean
I don't really care. I think all 534 of them are bad. I mean, with the exception of Ron Paul, I don't really need to see any list to know that the people in D.C. are bad news and they aren't to be trusted. And the Amero thing and the North American Union, it seems like it's in the cards. I mean, the South American countries just formed a South American Union. I think very recently, of course, already the European Union exists, and certainly there have been some indicators that the North American Union is in the works, and it would be a perfect move on their part to, you know, the dollar is ailing, it's falling, people are aware of that, and so it would be a very slick move of them to say, hey, everybody, look at here's a new currency, it's the Amero, and it's got colors in it, and it's pretty, and we're going to give you one, and you know what they'll do? They'll say, hey, Americans, the Amero is 10 times as valuable as the dollar. You give us $10, and we'll give you one Amero, right. And we're back to where we started again.
You
watch, and I bet you $1,000 that it will not have "In God We Trust" on that Amero.
Well, yeah. you know, whatever. That's just a minor issue. The issue about the currency is the fact that it's printed by the government and it's backed by nothing, not what's written on it. The issue is that it's not backed by anything tangible, and so therefore they can print out as much of it as they want, thereby inflating the currency, thereby that's essentially becomes a hidden tax on your savings and my savings. And Dave, I thank you for the call tonight, and I hope you'll continue to listen there on WFLA in Tampa as we continue with your calls about whatever you want. It's Chris in Miami listening on WFTL. No, Chris is gone. My apologies. Let's try Kevin listening on WXNT. Hello, Kevin. Kevin, going once.
Kevin. Oh, I'm here.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah, I got a question about the Tesla thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened? I got my girlfriend listening, and she doesn't believe that libertarians are awesome. That's my point, is that we're awesome.
You stress that to her. And you take
I don't
her
know
off
much
her
about
nice
the Tesla thing, Guard. What
well,
about
there's
Tesla?
Well, there's some interesting things. History Channel recently had a piece on Tesla. It was fascinating. And also, there were a number of books on Tesla. He was obviously a genius with electromagnetism and energy and the radio spectrum, radar, basically created by Tesla. A lot of people look at some of the things that General Electric did and working with the government. When Tesla passed away, there were some things that happened to Tesla while he was alive regarding patents and things like that, where large corporations that were connected with the government basically ripped them off, and he had no recourse to be able to do anything about it. They just took his stuff, and GE is one of the big companies that was behind this. But in addition to that, after he died, he had all these amazing developments that were not yet in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
The government went into his apartment in New York, took everything, and didn't release any of this stuff until years later when suddenly there were all these files that a lot of his friends said he'd been working on, and they didn't exist anymore. What happened to them? A lot of people think the DOD took all his stuff and used it.
Hang on, dude. If you got more comments, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Swampy's on the line in Montana. We'll talk to him and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Only moments remain. Just enough time, maybe, for your call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy them on us. And if you enjoyed the show and you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us out a little bit, then go shopping at store.freetalklive.com. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more all over there at store.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls, Kevin, listening on WXNT. Kevin, did you have any other thoughts for us tonight? I wanted to make sure we gave you a chance. Kevin's gone. Let's go instead to Vince in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Vince.
Hey, hello.
Hey,
I'm Mark.
Hey, Mark's not here. It's Ian and Gardner tonight.
Oh, it's Ian. Oh, okay. Gardner, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the last Libertarian convention and Bob Barr.
Cause yeah.
Sometimes I'm kind of, because Bob Barr was part of.
Yeah, he's
like,
bad news.
Like you said, welfare. What was Stan
Paul? Bob Barr is the worst thing that could ever have happened to the Libertarian Party, but Gardner, he asked for your comments, so go ahead.
Well, you know, I go back and forth on this. I have mixed feelings about it. I feel very strongly that Bob Barr, even though he has been trying to intimate that he's, or explicitly say that he's changed his ways on a number of policies that are very pro-state from the past, he has not renounced. In fact, he has supported a continuation of the drug war. That bothers me. He has implied that he would interfere in the affairs of other nations, even if the United States security was not directly threatened, which is not constitutional.
And that's the tip of the iceberg
right.
with this guy. Who knows
yeah.
what else he thinks? There's not a lot of info on his website as far as his positions on many important libertarian issues. And really, it's just Bob Barr is a result of what has been happening to the Libertarian Party over the past several years. And that is, it's been infiltrated by people that are not libertarians. They would probably be better labeled as Republicans.
They're and very conservative.
They've turned the party into Republican light. And that's all.
And, you know, I have a lot of commonalities with a lot of these people. I was with a lot of them at this dinner in Washington, and we all believe, well, I was at this competitive enterprise dinner, and there was a very sizable portion of that population which are still registered Republicans. They believe mostly in free markets. We have a lot of commonalities, and I think to myself,
mostly
okay,
doesn't cut it.
Well, that's the problem. You know, when you've got a candidate who's supposedly representing a certain movement, it's going to be very hard. I want to see what he does on television.
We'll see about
but,
that.
But personally, I wish they had picked someone else.
Vince, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Yep, 800-259-9231. I haven't seen any of it, but I heard something about apparently he appeared on Hannity's show. I don't know if it was his radio or TV. But and Hannity was holding his feet to the fire on the drug issue because, you know, Bob Barr has sort of said something positive about medical marijuana. But right. that's about as far as he's gone. And so Hannity says, well, what about heroin and all that? Because
people know, if they've heard of the Libertarian Party, they might have heard that we're for ending the war on drugs. And I say we, I'm not involved in the, I shouldn't say that because I'm not involved in the Libertarian Party anymore. I revoked my membership. But libertarians are for the freedom of choice, for individuals choosing for themselves and not having to go into a jail cell for it. And this guy was like, oh, well, I wouldn't legalize heroin. I wouldn't legalize. Man. You're done,
See,
dude.
Look,
I don't want anything to do with this
next
cat.
Next couple of weeks, I'm probably going to have him on my show because I'm friends with the people who are handling his PR thing. They're really good people, and we agree on like 8 out of 10 issues, maybe 7.5 out of 10 issues. They're pretty decent people. But it's a different matter to be working with people who are allies versus people who are in your party, supposedly in your party, and are supposed to be representing your party's platform. They changed the platform. They got rid of many things a number of years ago that really represented the whole idea of the non-initiation of force concept.
Right. So that's what it's all about. That's
I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm talking about.
That's what being a libertarian is all about. It's about supporting that non-aggression principle, that we don't believe in aggressing against our neighbors. If our neighbors are doing something we disagree with, we'll ostracize them. We'll talk about it, but we're not going to throw them in a jail cell if they're not hurting somebody else. That
it's
we honor
good neighbor
our
policy.
We honor our neighbors' choices. And this Bob Barr character doesn't even come close to that.
No, and it's funny. The first person I heard articulate the concept called the good neighbor policy was Mary Ruard, who could have been
almost won.
Nominated.
She was close.
Unfortunately, thanks
she
to Rodney Allen Wayne Allen Root.
She would have been the best candidate because she's a true principled libertarian who gets it. She's been involved for a long time, for decades, whereas this Bob Barr just joined up a year ago.
You know, I've heard people
say... Let's put a plug in for Mary while we're at it here.
Her book.
Because she's fantastic. Her book, Healing Our World, is one of the best books I've ever read. It was probably one of the more formative books on my ideology, essentially. And you can go to her website at ruart.com, ruart.com,
in fact,
and download it free.
Healing Our World was what inspired me to do Live Free or Die. That's
really
the reason that my book exists, is because I read hers.
We got to get to these calls.
You got it.
Let's talk to Swampy in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Swampy. Hello, Swampy.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah. I heard you mention WFLA in Florida.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure what you got, what was going on there with that, but I thought, see, that's where my mama lives.
That's our newest affiliate. We're now on WFLA on Saturday nights.
Okay, well, my question's real simple. She, you know, I've been trying to tell her that you guys are really, you know, for sure rawhide people, and she says, well, how can I listen to them? What channel is? You know, she like me. We're just old hillbillies, and except I live in Montana.
So she doesn't have the internet, huh?
No, she doesn't really. My sister does, but she doesn't have access to it. And Shelly, my sister's always on the run. So what channel would she catch you on?
She can get us on 970 WFLA in the Tampa Bay area Saturday nights from 7 to 9 o'clock Eastern time. And to anybody else,
so
that's one, yes,
970.
Yep, WFLA.
WFLA.
And that's from 7 to 9. That's Eastern time on Saturdays only. So there you go, Swampy, and I thank you for your call tonight, sir. 800, yes, sir. 800-259-9231. You know, real briefly, when you are on the internet and you're immersed in the world of the internet, it can be real easy to forget about those people out there who are not. Mm-hmm. And it can be real, you know, you surround yourself with other people that are online, all your buddies are online, your friends are online, and it's easy to forget there's a significant percentage of Americans that either is not online at all, like Swampy's mom, or they only go online while they're at work to do work-related things. Very, very rarely do they get online at home. So there's a lot of Americans still that are not heavy or even moderate users of the internet. And so that's one of the reasons why some of our internet listeners are, why are you guys trying to get on radio stations? Radio's out, man. It's on the way out. And no, radio's not on the way out. Radio has tremendous marketplace penetration. There's no other media that has the penetration that radio does. I think it's like 98% of Americans have multiple multiple radios in their house, in their car. And so people are still out there listening to the radio. And if we want the message of liberty to penetrate the American population, radio is a significant factor in all
you
of that.
You can use one to influence the other and back and forth. It's great. It's a nice symbiotic relationship you've got here with Free Talk Live. It's terrific, and I hope it grows by leaps and bounds. It's just awesome.
We continue and talk to Lee, also listening in Kalispell on KGEZ. Hello, Lee. Lee.
Hello, hello.
Hey, dude.
Today I'm going to give you three quick statements.
Make them quick.
You reply in the amount of time you have. Number one, I've been following Harry Brown since the late 70s. Never joined. I watched the libertarians continue to... Everybody wants to be leaders, not supporters. That's kind of the way I boil it up real quick. Number two is Gene Mann. He's got his prediction. I've had mine running, and it cost me a little more than a steak dinner. But I think it'll be Hillary Obama, but it'll be McCain and Romney. And if McCain accidentally has to bow out for health reasons...
Then Romney will get it.
Romney had a tremendous amount of support till, bam, all of a sudden it was like 180 out. So
Yeah.
But see, we can't predict any of that. But the point is, if either of them go, Ron Paul still doesn't get to play, unfortunately.
True. Oh, what a bummer.
And
thanks for pointing that
friend,
out, Lee.
Garth, I guess it is.
Guard.
Yes, sir.
Guard?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. At least you seem Tesla smart, unlike your cohort there, Ian. I was telling him about the HARP program, H-A-A-R-P, and he knows that's a conspiracy theory. Unfortunately, it was invented by Tesla, and it was a derivative of, if you've read his books,
yeah.
I almost brought down an apartment building with a device the size of a boombox.
Yeah, he was an amazing
guy. And, you know, 50 years later, we kind of figured out enough to make it work.
In fact,
that's what it's all about. So you
well,
reply.
If it's true, if the HARP thing is true, and I don't believe it because I consider
well, your friend
Garth
read some of the stuff. It's pretty close.
Garth, do you believe that the government has a $3 billion radio transmitter that they're using to control people's minds?
Not $1 billion. It's billion watts.
Billion watts. Yes, I understand the equipment is there, but do you believe that it's controlling people's minds, Gardner?
No, it's controlling. For instance, possibly earthquakes, tidewaves, things like that. It goes through the ground.
Thanks, Lee. We're out of time. Guard, what do you think?
I don't believe it, but yeah. It's wonderful speculation.
Either way, you get rid of the federal government, you'll get rid of HARP, too. All right, we're done here. It has been Ian here with you.
And Guard.
Back on Monday. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and I wish you a happy and safe weekend.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.